Okay. I'm sorry. Shleimus HaTfila. Mr. Shalom Kutzadik Aleph. Shleimus HaTfila Lahoyr is dark of a chayim. He daf ki bi yoysa ma'acheres betoicha es midas halev and midas hamayach. The perfection of tefillah, or the totality of tefillah, that it illuminates one's way of life, is only when the tefillah unites within it all of one's midos of the heart, all of one's emotions, together with all the faculties of the mind. So again, the totality of tefillah only illuminates one's way of life when one is able to unite within tefillah all of his emotions and all the faculties of his intellect. K'moy shele inyan Torah. Just like when it comes to learning Torah. Loi pachos mimashe tzorech moyach v'madat Torah l'hovan haskil tzorech gam leiv. No less than a person needs his intellect to understand Torah. Right? Everyone understands when it comes to Torah, you need your mind. Nevertheless, you also need your heart. One needs to invest his emotions in learning Torah as well. As we daven, the same b'libeinu bina v'chulu. Right? Place in our heart understanding to learn Torah. Kishleimus haTorah, because the totality of Torah is only when there is the totality of the mind and the heart. That's by Torah, meaning that when one learns Torah, one needs to invest their emotion of love of Hashem and the fear of Hashem, not only their moyach. A person shouldn't just be an intellectual exercise, it should be an emotional one as well. That's also when it comes to davening. Not only does a person need to invest their emotion in davening, a person has to illuminate their intellect. Therefore, the first thing we ask for by Shemini Esrei is Ato Chaynin L'Adam Das. Right? You give a man knowledge. And please give us knowledge.
My wife said the same thing that I should have Das.
B'chamama Chazal, Im Ein Das, Tefila Menayim. Chazal say that in Yerushalmi, that if there's no Das, if there's no knowledge, then there's no tefillah. Shleimus haTefillah she avoda shebelev eino ela b'shtalvus hamoach v'halev gam yachad. So in conclusion, tefillah, which is, yes, it is called the service of the heart, is only when the mind and the heart are intertwoven. Rak oz niftochen the fun of Shari Oira. Only then are the gates of light open to the person, literally begadlus of Oira, Ashraim the fun of, to see the greatness of the Creator that stands before him. So Torah is understood to be an intellectual exercise. So he tells us, no, it's not just intellectual exercise, you have to have your emotions invested as well. And tefillah, which is an emotional exercise, so by the shabalev, nevertheless, it is required for a person to have his mind and his intellect invested in the tefillah as well. Isa b'tar as always. says in Tarez Ava, it's Al-Mamar Chazal. They say that somebody once came to the Kotzker and said to him that that when he finishes davening, whenever he finishes davening after a shachris, he has a terrible headache. How much kavana it takes of him to daven. So the Kotzker said to him, "You're using the wrong faculty. If you told me you've had a heartache, I would understand. What are you using your head for during davening? Use your heart." So apparently, I guess the head has to be at least secondary.
I mean, he's struggling, right? He's struggling with how can you balance the intellectual and the emotional. And he's using this mysterious word das, like this integration. Shlemus is integrating das.
Oh, that's what das is, the connection
das
of life and the live.
Right, it's experiential. I mean, it's a struggle.
You're making it seem as if it's contradictory. You can't use the two of them together? If it would be one or the other, I understand where he's saying to use both. Yeah, I guess they are. It is difficult to use both. Because usually it's either our emotions that overcome us or our logic that does. Okay. Isabeth Terezovis. Amama Chazal. It says in Terezovis on the Mama Chazal, Asor Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu Vamad Bakulam. Avraham Avinu was tested. It says in Pirkei Avos, Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests, and he withstood all of them. So the Torah's Avos, the Slon of Rebbe says, when it says Va'amad Bekulam, and he withstood all of them, or actually the word Va'amad Bekulam means he stood through all of them. What does that mean? Ein Amida Lo Tefillah. Chazal say in Sechtes Brachas that wherever it says Amida, wherever it says standing, it means tefillah, it means prayer. So this chazal takes on a new meaning. V'chol nesoyin shebo liyodoy, every test that came Avraham Avinu's way, amad b'tefillah, he stood up to daven, to daven to Hashem, to help him through the nesoyin. V'koyach zeh amad v'chol nesoyin, it was only with the koyach, with the power of tefillah, that he was able to withstand all of the tests. Now, let's understand what a nesoyin is. Hine inyan nesoyin hu, what is a test? Shaloikchim in ha'odem is kol madregoyse v'asagoyse. It's a time when all of a person's levels and achievements are taken from him at that time. V'edoyim in ha'shemayim v'gam oz levavay nemanim ha'shem alekoban. Hashem sees if even when a person's extra achievements are taken from him, whether his heart is still loyal to Hashem. So, what he's telling us is that Avraham Avinu during the Nisayon wasn't Avraham Avinu. All those levels that made him Avraham Avinu were taken from him at the time of the Nisayon.
And he put him in Katniss, he was in 12 at that time.
Right, it's a time of Katniss. That's what the sign is specifically during a time of Katniss. All the madrigas of a person are taken from him. And so the person is left with nothing but, Hashem, please help me. I feel like I'm on my own over here.
But isn't that
just
the fact that we
something
that you have?
What?
Just the fact that you're calling out to
Hashem,
that's a level that...
Isn't that a high level
in itself? Well, a cotton also calls out to his parent in a time of need.
Shiramalos me ma'amakim. It's So then you wonder, what do we mean by levels?
If at the time of the test he's
putting himself in Hashem's hands and saying, Hashem, help me. Well, what are we talking about levels then? What's a higher level than the levels
that we're talking godless is a time that I wouldn't even entertain the thought.
I can do it all by myself. I don't need Hashem. Is that?
No. The godless is the time that I wouldn't even entertain doing something like this.
Ah.
It wouldn't even dawn on me. Kindness is the time that I'm so weak that I'm willing to entertain doing an avera. Or there's a time of godless. Let's take a kid to Yitzchak. Right? Avraham Avinu, Hashem comes out and tells Avraham Avinu, go slaughter your son. Right? So in a time of godless, Avraham Avinu is, no question. The way we've always looked at the Akedah until now. Because he's Avraham Avinu, he's not going to question Hashem, he's going to do it. But to think that Avraham Avinu was me at the time of the Akedah, right, that he didn't have all the levels of Avraham Avinu, and nevertheless, he did what he did, that's tremendous. And he says the way he got through it was through tefillah. Koyach tefila, efshir la'avad is kol nisyonis achaim. With the power of tefila, it is possible for a person to overcome or to go through all the tests of life. Gam be'esha odom v'metzuka gedoyla, even at a time when a person is in a great Metzukan, the person had a great trouble. That in a natural way, he doesn't see any way that he's going to get out of this. Whether it's a physical trouble, whether it's an emotional trouble or a spiritual trouble. And a person feels then in these difficult times in life, the person feels lonely and lost. Even then, the advice is tefillah. Now it is said in Chazal, it says by Avraham Avinu, that Hashem took him outside. Hashem told him, look up to the heavens and count the stars. Hashem lifted Avraham Avinu above the dome of the sky, and he told him, look to the heavens. Wherever it says the word habota, it means looking down from above. So if it says habit nashmaima, mean mabit to the heavens, he must be telling Avraham Avinu to look down. The only way to do that would be if he lifted Avraham Avinu above the dome of the sky. I know, because in a natural way, it was impossible by nature that Avraham should give birth to a son. Therefore, Hashem lifted him above all of the stars and the constellations. Now by Yosef we also find the same words, that he ran by his Nesayin or Deshes Potiphar. It said he ran and he went outside. Amar Chazal, and Chazal say, that he jumped in the merit of the Ovais. Question about Avram, as it says by Avram Avinu, by Yoitzei Oisai Hachutza. The same word, Hachutza, is written by Avram Avinu. So it was in the Schutz of Avram Avinu that Yosef was saved from this Nesoyan. What does this mean? So it says, on the, it is written on this in the Sfarim HaGdashim, Shekamoi, it's Avram. Shehelo Oisamei Al Kippus Hashemayim. Just like by Avram Avinu. Hashem lifted him above the dome of the sky, because in through natural powers he wasn't able to give birth. So Hashem lifted him above the natural powers. So also was by Yosef. His Yetzer was so strong. To the point that with the natural powers that a person has, it was impossible for him to overcome his Yitzhahara. It's only in the merit of the Avos that the Yitzhahara was able to jump above the natural powers.
What does that mean in the merit of the Avos? We say that a lot, especially even in this context. What do we mean by that, in the merit of the Avos? I understand this.
The merit of usually means that when a when someone does a good deed or davens a certain prayer, that zchus is Rabbeinu Shlomo is beyond time. So that zchus is eternal. It's an eternal merit.
So what we're really saying is that Hashem helped them, and we're giving this speculation about why Hashem helped them.
Right. So Hashem helped them. It was this, it was the merit of this mitzvah that a forefather or a matriarch did that was Hashem helped them. Usually that works when the.
So we're talking about Hashem's motivation.
No.
Why Hashem helped them? Hashem helped them.
No, it's a, it's without that zchus avos, he would have failed. It's that operative moment.
So is this operating in his... Whose mind is this zchus avos operating in?
We, the objective readers.
In the actor's mind or in Hashem's mind?
In the reader.
What? What is that?
Those who are, who are reading the story are trying to make sense of it. Did he do it because he was such a tzaddik that he had no Yetzirah? No. So we say, Chazal say, it's in the merit of the fathers, meaning it had it not been for that zchus avos, he would have failed.
I know, but I'm trying to understand.
So what is Chazal saying? Exactly what is Chazal saying? Chazal saying that it was, not that merit his, was, that merit was in Yosef's mind, or that merit was in Hashem's mind?
It was not his merit. That's the point. It was
no, but they're saying, but they're not only saying it wasn't his merit, they're saying it was the merit of the others. Right, so it is, I would suggest that it was that with Chazal, I can have the ability to make these connections. And they're telling us that it was the schus of the Avos, that it was the schus of the Avos that it was through that schus that Hashem helped Yosef.
So we're talking about Hashem's mind. We're not talking about he thinks or subconsciously thinks this would be beneath me to do because my ancestors.
Right, but it's
that's
a simple.
That's not what we're talking.
It's
about.
Not. You don't really have to put yourself into Hashem's mind because. And what schuz am I going to touch that tissue box? Schuz my hand, I'm going to stretch my hand out. It's very obvious that the schuz of someone doing so and so, that his children are going to be able to do similar things.
Because the children are aware of
so
their
usually,
ancestry, or because the child is aware of the children's ancestry?
So usually... Usually, I would. It definitely works best when the child or the descendant is trying to connect to those actions of the forefather. But it works. We've seen it work in otherwise as well. We find the grandchildren that come back from a total secular life and finding the way back, and that's because some prayer that some grandmother three generations back, right? The tears of a great grandmother. Do they know about this tear? No. But it's, well, it could be that's different. That's not a schus, that's a prayer.
Well, what I'm asking is...
I have something I think it would help to understand it. Children of a rich parent, they work and they have a lot of money, but what schus they have? The schus of their parents.
The money of their parents.
The money, but they have the... Why they have it? In the physical world, yeah. But the schus of their parents, who earn the money.
Right, they have it in the merit of their parents' work, hard labor.
Or just the name. Sometimes people are descendants are respected based on the name, and they haven't done anything. It's what their predecessors did.
But it's a lot more than that.
I'm saying that's obviously very.
My question is simpler though. It's who's. I understand by the merit, but whose mind is this working on, the actor or the chef?
Hashem.
Okay.
Giving him the strength to overcome the challenge.
Well, that would be saying it's acting on the actor's mind, but the rabbi is saying
it's giving him the strength. Hashem is giving him the strength to overcome the.
Because of what your forefathers did, I'm going to give you that extra.
It's Chazal making that judgment.
Looking at the story and making that judgment.
Right. But they're making that.
Why is that in the mind of God?
But what is Chazal saying? Chazal saying that this is enough. This is why Hashem gave
the person. Chazal is looking at a text and saying, let's make a connection.
They're making a true connection and saying that Hashem.
This isn't him, it's genetics. They're making the connection. The reader is making the connection.
He's not asking who's making the connection.
Whose mind?
Right, but he's asking. Okay, now Yosef HaTzadik, according to Chazal, Yosef HaTzadik has a tremendous Yetzer. How is he overcoming his Yetzer? Is this miraculous from above? Because there is a schus of an av that's standing for him, or is it in Yosef's mind? Oh, my Zayda did so and so. I can't do this.
Not under that kind of tension he was under. He had to be someplace
that's
inside.
Exactly what I'm asking.
Right.
Exactly. So Chazal made that determination.
Right. But what again? Did you hear the question? Chazal are asking. According to Chazal, right? That this is. Now we believe this. This is Bishkos always. Now, are we saying that Yosef was about to do the Avera, but Hashem says, no, your Zayda had a tremendous chus, I can't let you do this, so I'm going to get you out of here? Or is it Yosef saying, my Zayda did such a tremendous act, how can I do something like this?
Was it a combination of both?
Or neither.
The David should just help him to overcome.
That's right, that was the first one. That was the first one.
Because of...
But they said he saw an image of
his father.
They say he saw an image of his father.
And who put that image there?
Yeah.
Expand the scope of this year.
Right. Okay, where are we holding? Okay. Is that Gamkein in Yona Shal Tefillah Beis Anis Yonis? This is also the concept of tefillah that during the time of the Nisyanis. Koyach ha-tefillah made him as ish Yehudi ma'ala and yonam ha-tivyim. The power of tefillah elevates a Jew above all of the natural, above natural concepts ad lamala mekipas rakiyah, to above the dome of the sky. Ki shodesh inyan tefillah hu ka'amor deveki zelois b'Hashem, because the root of tefillah is, as we've said, is connection, an upper connection to Hashem. Chinas lamala mekipas rakiyah, which is the concept of above the dome of the sky. Mekol ativim ha'artiyim, above nature and earthiness. And the person draws upon an upper light which is above all levels, and all gates are open before him.